Good day, everybody.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to episode 27 of the Good Day podcast, where Maxie and I talk about our adventures down under. You find us again in Magnetic Island. We're going to be here for a while, so we're going to drop a lot of podcasts from here. But don't worry, we still got plenty of funny stories and plenty of funny stuff happens to us while we're here.
How should we start?
Well, I just had a phenomenal day the other day, and I have this note written as best day ever. And I'll get into it a little bit. So Maxie is the queen of Scrabble. I don't think she told me she's never lost a game in her entire
life.
I've
never said that. Not once.
She says that she dominates every single person she plays in Scrabble.
I also never said that, but I am very good.
Maxie is very good at Scrabble. We've played three times. The first two times we played, I lost by, I think, like 300 points total.
No.
Like, it was like 300. The scores were like 300 to like 200, and then 300 to like 150. Like, I was getting smoked. But then we took a couple days off, and then the third game, what happened?
I kept getting...
Oh, no,
literally,
no, what happened?
Corey won. Corey won.
Yeah.
I kept getting only vowels, and if I got any consonants, they were one-point consonants, and the most consonants I'd have at a time out of seven letters was two. So I'd get, like, a random L and a T, maybe, and then...
See, when I was losing, though, I wasn't making excuses about the letters. I was just saying I was
a bad player.
Well, because
you had great letters, and you were still losing. No, I actually went probably 8 or 9 rounds with just vowels. It was unbelievable. Come on, can you attest to that?
I don't know anything but winning, so that's all.
Some rounds
I
had 7 vowels, and you guys know the vowels are 1 point.
Yeah, so it was a great day, great victory. We haven't played since because I want to leave off on a win.
But good job, Corey. It was a good win. But Corey says, what do you say?
If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, then every day would be Merry Christmas.
So he says, I can't have excuses, so good job.
Yeah, so it's actually been fun to play with some board games. I mean, that's the only game we've been playing, but when you're on the go, we don't have my board game set up, and everyone knows that board games are the best. So it was fun to get a little bit of that, but we'll give you guys an update on the cats.
Yeah, the cats.
Yes, so there's four.
Yeah, we have 4 cats here and 1 dog.
4 cats and 1 dog, and one of the cats kind of just went missing.
Yeah, we lost a cat.
Yeah, a cat got out of the house. The cat's out of the bag.
Exactly. Spuddy, so, he's gone. He's been gone for a while now. But
yeah.
He comes back. He comes back at night and sometimes in the morning.
I'll give you guys a little background. Every single one of these cats were outdoor cats. And then all of a sudden the homeowner was like, no, they're indoor cats now. So
because the town wants to like bring them down to the pound when they're walking around.
Yeah, so every single one, when you go outside, these cats are itching to get out, like scratching at the door and just like
watching you from afar to see if you're gonna open the door, and then they will make a mad dash for the door once it starts sliding open.
And better yet, one of the doors doesn't shut properly, so like you have to either, if you slam it shut, it might not shut.
Yes.
But you have to have the handle in the right position to, it's just like
to engage
an annoying door that like if you just shut normally it could just bounce right open. And then that's kind of what happened. And one morning, I was also refrigerator outside. So you have to go outside using the bad door to get whatever stuff you want to make food. Oh, the cats are fighting right now.
Oh my gosh. I've never seen that one.
They're sisters. But yeah, you have to go outside, go through the bad door, make sure it's shut, then carry all your things you want to cook back inside, make sure the door's shut. It's just, one morning, I thought the door was shut, and it wasn't, and then I was cooking, and then I went outside again to get some more groceries, and then the door was open, and the cat was gone.
Luckily, it was just one of the 4.
Luckily, yeah.
Could have been all 4.
Freaking out. I thought it was going to be, like, half of them were missing, but the one that is lost is named Spuddy. It's the fattest one, probably weighs 65 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And he comes back because we sometimes leave out food for him. We don't want to leave out too much food because then he'll
never
come up to the door. But he comes back in the middle of the night. We've seen him a few times. And so he's alive and well. And he did this to one of her last house sitters. So, like, we already knew that this was... She was telling us stories about Spud leaving for their whole, like, month house set. So, I don't think we're super in the wrong. It seems like this cat does this, and he will come back eventually.
Yeah, it gives me good hope that, like... We've seen him like the last couple of days, and he's popped his head like in, but he just won't. I think it's impossible to catch a cat, like, because we can attest to that, because another cat got out. We're not bad house sitters. These cats.
They try to escape.
This one is trying to escape right now.
Yeah, so I actually let that one out. I was trying to get the dog to go outside so that I could go to work. And the cat just sprinted out instead of the dog. And then Corey had to catch her, but it took him hours.
Yeah, and, I don't think you can catch a cat. Like, it just runs away so fast. And eventually it just wanted to come in, so it just came back in. So I think that's just our strategy with this other cat is once it wants to come back in, it will come back in.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's fine.
He runs away from us when we see him.
I know. Even if we, like, just open the door, he'll run away from us. And there's been times where he's been close to the house, and I've opened the door to try and let him in, and he doesn't want to come in.
Yeah, and I used to love that cat the most, but...
Yeah.
Now we have a new favorite, and the second fattest one, who's also very fat.
Yeah, I don't know any of the names of these cats. They're weird names. Like, I know Lagatha, Squashy, Sudsy, Spudsy, I don't
Soapy.
Know. Soapy. And this one's like starts with a T. It's like, I think it's like
Tobeansy,
named after its feet. But it's so fat, and it didn't like us at first.
Well, it was shy at first.
But now it's sitting out and is hanging out around us, but won't let us pick her up.
No, she does. She's just chooses when we can.
She's a posh cat for sure.
Yeah,
like
she looks like Garfield.
Yeah, she is very funny looking,
but a gray Garfield,
very fat, like got some thick rolls. It's funny because two of the cats here are sisters, and one is so small and the other is so big.
Yeah, I pick up the big one all the time, but yeah, like Corey said, sometimes she's not feeling it.
Yeah,
I just
funny.
Like holding the fat cat.
I know, the fat cat. I wish it was a little more cuddly, because this other, the one that escaped that we got back in,
her sister
is now like obsessed with me.
Yeah, she's very demure, very mindful with how she steps around. She is a very gentle cat and loves coming up to Corey and laying with him.
Yeah, I'm think I'm a cat guy kind of after this. I like the cats. I don't know if I'd ever get a cat. Just like if a cat was like appeared in the house, I'd be like, ah, okay. Outdoor cats are so much easier than indoor cats because you don't have to deal with litter or anything.
Yeah, I like almost want a cat until I clean their litter boxes and then I'm so disgusted. But yeah. Like Corey said, outdoor cats are better.
Yeah, definitely outdoor cats are better. And
I've never had a cat before.
You forget how long cats have like... True. You said your friends have had 25-year-old cats or 21-year-old cats. This cat, one of the cats we're sitting for, is 17 years old. And as we were like...
Corey's also obsessed with him.
Yeah, he's like an old man. He's funny.
He's very active for a 17-year-old old man. He's frail and discolored, like as if he's turning gray, basically. Or
his eye, like you could see his eyes are like going a little blind. But
yeah, his nose has like a patch of pink when I feel like it's supposed to be black.
Yeah,
he's so cute and frail, but he's very social. He talks a lot.
He's always talking to us.
I actually just heard him meowing in the distance.
Yeah, and he's an oldie for sure. So that's what we call him, oldie.
Corey loves him.
I really do.
But what were you gonna say about him?
I forget. I think I was going to say that it's people forget how long cats live. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. He's old. Yeah.
Oh, no. This is what I was going to say. When we were leaving, or when the homeowner was showing us around the house, she, like, introduced us to this cat and was like, oh, yeah, this one's 17 years old. And then, like, if he dies, like, just don't worry about it.
And then he was sleeping so soundly on the couch when she said that. And then she got so nervous and she goes, "Oh my God, is he dead right now?" And this, she wasn't even kidding. And she went over to him slowly and like as if she was going to be shocked that he was just dead. But then he woke up.
Yeah.
Crazy. But he's not going to die on our watch.
No, he's old.
He's living.
And living well. And another fun animal that we've seen a ton of. So there's four little communities in this town. Horseshoe Bay is like the touristy one where Maxie works.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like a bay with all sailboats. And I think it's like, I don't know, it's the most popular.
Yeah, it's the biggest beach. Really, really pretty.
Yeah, and the place we're living in, Nelly Bay, is like only about 6 miles across the island. But at Horseshoe Bay, there's this resident dog that's somebody's.
Yeah, this man who lives up there just has this massive black and white Great Dane, like my aunt's dog Honey, if anyone's familiar with Honey, but bigger.
Yeah,
big. No one knew it could be done, but he is bigger than Honey. And if you want to see Honey on Instagram, at greatest Dane of all time, but he just, this black and white Great Dane just wanders around without a leash, without an owner, because I think the owner lives up there. And he just minds his own business, walking, trotting around.
Yeah, and he doesn't really pay much any, like, he doesn't give mine to anybody.
Yeah, he doesn't run up to everyone for pets. He just does his own thing.
Does his own thing.
But I do actively seek out petting him.
He's pretty adorable for a big dog. Like, this island has so many dogs on it. And yeah. He's definitely top spot.
Yeah, he's a fun one to encounter. But... Yeah.
We've had a ton of free time, well, much more free time than we have in the last couple of months, just because we're settled down now. Just, I mean, in a house for a long period of time gives you time to do things, and we've been catching up on some TV shows.
Yeah, I gotta stay with the culture.
Yeah, I gotta stay with the culture. What have you thought of Love is Blind UK?
Love is Blind UK, I think it might be their first season, was phenomenal.
Yeah,
I endorse it.
Filled with characters and
yeah, all the guys moments. Were surprisingly really great guys, and it was just very funny and shocking and cringeworthy, all the things.
Yeah, I don't know. Some parts of Love is Blind is just so cringy. I can't even like. I can just feel so like when, like, people say no at the altar, it's just like oh. That's the worst.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess it's better for them just because
the production team and, yeah, and their life choices.
Yeah, and their life choices, exactly. But,
yeah.
Love is Blind UK, very good.
Go watch it. If it's
season, or the recap, or the reunion, it's coming out soon.
Yeah, the reunion will be out tomorrow for us.
Who is your favorite couple for those who have seen it?
Well, obviously, Sabrina and Steven were, like, the truest the top, love yeah. couple. I would say my favorite characters were Freddie and Benania.
Benihana.
Benihana. But, obviously, I don't like either of their girls.
Mm. But, yeah, Freddie was, I liked him.
Yeah, he was just a good guy.
Good guy, yeah. Definitely right. My favorite.
Yeah, did you have a favorite couple?
Steven and the other...
Yeah.
Girl. My least favorite was Benihana and Nicole, I think her name is.
Okay, yeah, they were, like, my least hated couple of, like, my disliked couples.
Mm. Yeah, so, oh, they do a market in Horseshoe Bay, and that's where we first saw the dog in the...
Maybe,
yeah, but they do these markets. We went out there and got some hot sauce, and we're talking to some guy, and he was like... It's kind of hard to gauge when people want to get political with you. And
well, usually if you're a liberal, you will outrightly ask us who we're voting for. And then if you're a conservative, not that it really matters titles when you're an Australian person, but yeah. They still have their strong opinions, believe me. So if you're conservative, it takes you a while to get to that point of asking us who we're voting for.
Yeah.
And this chilly guy who lives down the street from us on this island.
Yeah.
Eventually, he got to know us, and then he asked us who we were voting for, and we had a lot of similarities, I would say.
Yeah, and it was funny because he was just, like, saying how, like, oh, yeah, we don't have any real freedoms here. There, we don't have free speech here. We don't have this. We don't have free press. Like, so you Americans over there, really, free speech is important.
Yeah, we need to stop, like, canceling people for saying things we don't like because, like, yeah, these... Australia is a first world country, but he said that they could technically get arrested for speaking negatively about the government.
Yeah, I mean, look at the UK right now. There's like people, they're arresting people for tweeting. That's crazy.
Yep.
It's insane. But enough politics. That was the Corey and Maxi political recap of the week.
But speaking of the markets, since Corey hasn't found a job yet and he's been baking sourdough, we were joking that he should just put up a stand and sell like 10 sourdough loaves and get out of there.
I know. It would be a great idea, but just the kitchen here doesn't support sourdough making. I made two at once and they came out okay, but like...
The oven's tiny.
Yeah, mass sourdough production here would not do well.
Like, yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how Nelly makes her breads, but she's
she starts at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, but also we went to coffee and I got the biggest coffee of my life.
Yes, Corey ordered. So you know how sometimes you can order a cup or a mug at a coffee shop? They had these options, but they also had a third option for a bucket.
And Corey, this is a big, big mug.
Corey got the bucket.
And they were, like, laughing at me. They were, like, when she delivered it, I was like, wow, that's big. And the lady serving me was like, yeah, that's huge.
Well, I just thought it was kind of ironic that you would order the bucket because you're always ordering smaller coffees so that it tastes more coffee-like.
Yeah, I know. I became a little posh and started ordering flat whites instead of... flat whites instead of... long blacks and like Americanos and just shots of espresso. So you don't really taste the coffee much in those. And I was like, they're easier to drink. Let me just order a bucket of flat white. And it was amazing. And it really wasn't that much coffee.
Yeah.
But it looked massive. Like the aura was massive.
Yeah, it was really, 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 really large. But speaking of coffee, I haven't had coffee in over a week.
Yeah, you've been on a little bit of a...
detox.
Coffee detox, right?
I think today is day 8. I didn't say I was going to detox from caffeine, but it kind of goes hand in hand. But I did have a black tea one day, an English breakfast, and then right now I'm drinking an Earl Grey for full transparency. But I never said I was going off caffeine.
Yeah, just coffee's
has
a drug.
Coffee has a lot of mold in how they grow and process it, so mold is not good for you. So I decided I would take a little break.
Good on you, man.
I also drink a lot of coffee, at least a cup a day.
Yeah, here I've been drinking more coffee than home for sure, just because it's like, I mean, going out to a cafe is fun, and just sitting down and enjoying your cup of coffee is good. But good on you, mate.
Thank you. You also haven't been drinking it.
Yeah, facts.
But you're not exactly at a week yet.
Yeah, and on your days off.
Who's counting?
On your days off, we got to explore the island a little more.
Yes. My job tries to give me like 2 days off, even if it's in the middle of the week, just so it will feel like a weekend. And this is like a vacation destination, so every day kind of feels like the weekend.
Yeah.
So one day we went to Arthur Bay. We had to hike down. Turns out there was a parking lot at the bottom, so we could have drove down.
Yeah, but it was like, I don't know. I think it was illegal.
Yeah, I think you might have been getting a ticket if you parked down there, but a lot of people did it. And snorkeling there.
Absolutely amazing snorkeling. The tide was pretty low, though. I'd rather go at a little higher tide, but we got to explore some good... We haven't been snorkeling since the X-Mouth? West Coast. Yeah, Exmouth, like months ago when Marshall was here.
Well, we did snorkel in Komodo Island, but...
Yeah.
But... in Australia, yeah. It's been a long distance.
So we're back on our snorkel grind. I don't know. I'm kind of over snorkeling.
Yeah, I haven't been as passionate about it.
Yeah, I think the West Coast, unless we go do a snorkel tour out in like like the Lower Antilles or something like that.
Where's that?
That's like the proper Great Barrier Reef. Because we're technically in the Great Barrier Reef now as we live on this island here. But the real reef is like a little bit further out where you can get the good snorkeling and stuff like that. So it was good. We saw a sea turtle, which is kind of amazing because like it wasn't great visibility. And we just like a sea turtle appeared in front of us.
Yeah, that was awesome. And then later a ray. We saw a ray.
Yeah, this French family. I don't know if they were French.
I think they were French.
They were like pointing like as if the ray was like right underneath us and they were gonna get it, but it was like right in front of them.
Yeah, they were just making a big scene about how we couldn't see the ray when we'd put our
heads. We were just getting out
they
of
were
the
like
water.
Put your they were not snorkeling, they were walking in the water, and they were like, put your heads down, look at the ray. And the visibility was so bad that we could not see the ray that was near them, and they were acting like we were dumb, but it was just such bad visibility.
Silly French people.
And then finally got like super close to us and then we saw it. But
oh yeah, speaking of the French, what else did we see at the beach?
Just naked people.
Why do people love going to the beach naked? And like, this person wasn't like just chilling and tanning, doing their own thing. They were flaunting that they were naked.
She kept getting in the ocean naked.
Yeah.
And like bending over, and it was just like really like, I'm not against naked tanning, go for it, but like in public, really?
Yeah, and I don't know.
It was not a nude beach.
I don't like the French. I've said it before, I'll say it again. There's so many French tourists here. Oh, and they like, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the French. I'll say it right now.
A lot of people aren't. They have attitudes, you know.
Yeah.
Parisians, I guess.
Yeah, and just this island is just so beautiful, though. Like, they have the best, like, rocks.
Oh, the rocks everywhere at every beach are so fascinating to look at. The biggest boulders all stacked.
Massive granite boulders that are, like, round and have nice, soft edges.
Yeah, I love looking at the rocks. Each beach is different. There's just so many giant rocks.
Yeah, and one of the nice beaches we went to was Alma Beach, which had the nice rock. Each beach has, like, the nice rocks on either side, and we went out and posted up near those, went swimming, and it's just, the water is gorgeous here, too.
Yeah, it was fun swimming
And we're
there.
So grateful we could swim here.
I know. I guess, like, right on land, 30 minutes away by boat, aren't supposed
can
to
swim.
I mean,
they have a triathlon. Like,
yeah, they've been having a 2-week triathlon Ironman, a duathlon thingy, and people have been swimming, and they have a beautiful beach there. So I guess you can swim, but it's just a little suspect on the mainland.
Well, yesterday or 2 days ago, they closed the beach because there was a shark.
Yeah, they closed the beach at Horseshoe Bay, but my boss was there sitting on the beach, and she said that it was just like some tiny little shark and the lifeguards kind of overreact because it's a touristy beach.
Overreaction's better than underreaction.
Yeah.
And another thing we did on your day off was hiking to
Radical Bay.
Radical and Balding Bay, which were these, most of the island, if you can think of it as, it's one big road that goes along the coast and then cuts through the middle to get to Horseshoe Bay. Horseshoe Bay is on the northwest side of the island, and there's only one road that gets there, and then from there there's beaches to your east, and those beaches are Radical and Balding Bay. And your boss said that
Radical was her favorite,
so it was about a mile. Yeah, it was about a mile hike. Pretty hard hike, too, because you have to go up, like, 1,000 feet of elevation.
Yeah.
And then go back down.
It was just, like, a rock staircase the whole time.
Yeah.
And then, so that was hard, and we spent the day there, swam a couple times, and then we decided to check out Balding on the way out.
And we like Balding better.
Balding was insane.
We'll try and add pictures of these places, because we were just, like, it's hard to describe. It's just like white sand with blue water and these gray granite pink boulders that are lined with rainforest trees on each side of it.
And a nice little cove with this low tide aqua blue or turquoise blue swimming area where you could tell it's like super low and all these people are swimming kind of deep in this cove area off to the left.
Oh, it's just this place, I'll say it, is one of the most beautiful islands I've ever been to. Like, going from Townsville, like the mainland, 30 minutes out to here, and it being so different is just incredible. Like, this island is amazing, yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy our walks with Winnie in the morning down to the Esplanade, where there's just gorgeous palm trees lined up, the view of the mainland, which is super mountainous as well, and looks like islands in the distance, and the gorgeous water. So, yeah, we do yoga down there sometimes. Yeah. But we walk Winnie down there every day on the beach, and it's just the prettiest view. I love seeing it.
It is really nice, and... yeah, it's just, this island is amazing, and
we have more to explore.
Yeah, it's like the island makes up for the flaws that the house has, but it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have been spending more time in the house, and Maxie made some soup.
Yeah, I made a soup just because I saw something online, I think, and it made me crave soup. It made so much soup that we ate it for like three dinners straight.
Four dinners straight, something like that.
And it got better with time.
That's what all soups do.
I'm not sure if I've ever made soup before, but that was pretty good.
Yeah, and another thing that we've been making is bread.
Corey, not me.
I've been stepping up in the bread game. The most recent thing I did was English muffins and sourdough English muffins, mind you. It sounded like Trump. Mind you, sourdough English muffins.
Yeah, they're really, really, really good. Sorry about the birds.
Oh,
my
God.
Australia has the craziest birds.
The birds wake us up at night. This is like, imagine just something screaming. Here, we'll be quiet for a second so you could hear it.
Oh,
they just
stopped.
That's
sure
ridiculous.
They could hear it.
But yeah, the birds wake you up. But I have also made sourdoughs. I've made focaccia. I failed making a completely gluten-free sourdough from my sourdough starter, but we sometimes flop. But
because you made gluten-free starter,
yeah.
And you made buns, like
our little rolls, yeah.
Yeah, they're so good.
Those are gluten-free, dairy-free, which were good. It's baking is easy, people. I don't know why people say like sometimes it just doesn't work, but that's just sometimes, you know. I guess you just got to try again.
Well, I don't know. Is baking bread the same as baking desserts?
True. Baking bread is not the same, but it's similar.
Yeah. But, oh, were you saying baking bread people say is hard?
I don't know. I think people like give sourdough this like big, it's very hard to do. Like once you get on your sourdough, you'll start going down the rabbit hole of like homesteading.
Oh, I can't wait.
But it's like sourdough basically just prevents you from buying like that packet of yeast, you know? That's all it is. Like
you just make it your own. No, I think it's supposed to be healthier. But anyways, I'm loving the bread that he makes. And yeah, the focaccia was so good. The English muffins are so good.
Yeah. And speaking about things that annoy us, like these birds outside, this dog.
Why did you say it like that?
She's looking at us now. She's a good dog, but is so smelly.
Yeah, her breath is rank.
Like, I don't know. So we were left with limited instructions. Like, oh, you walk the dog here, you feed, you just keep the food bowls full, and then I'll give one of these, like, packets of meat that I piled up every day to her and, like, defrost it, then just give it to her.
So much raw meat. It's not a little bit.
I didn't know that, like, it's like a pound, almost like a pound of raw meat.
The owner pre-proportioned them out for
I was like, this must be cooked, right? And then I gave her a little, she just ate it, and there's nothing for her breath. Imagine just the breath is so bad. Oh, if she opens her mouth near you, she's getting upset that we're talking about her. I can see.
But her breath is really bad. It comes from afar, and you just know that she's around.
And it's just the smelliest dog that wants to cuddle.
Yeah, like, I want to cuddle her too, but her version of cuddling is sticking her open mouth in my face and trying to lick me.
Yeah, that's no go.
And if her breath didn't smell bad, maybe I'd allow it, but it's really bad.
Yeah, it is really bad. And she likes to, like, snappy. She's like, she gets
excited and she wants to like kind of snap her teeth down.
Yeah, she's not like trying to bite you. She's just like being mouthy.
It's really weird.
Yeah. But she wakes us up in the morning. Like, I won't have my dog sleep in the same room as me. You heard it here first. I want, because this dog at like 5:30 in the morning just tries to jump up on the bed. And for some reason, she has the inability to jump on the bed in the morning. So she like,
could do it at any other time of day.
Yeah, every, like normally she'll jump right up. She has her own bed outside. Or like,
it's like she can't see and gauge heights in the dark.
So she like fake jumps and makes all this noise.
She throws her body at the side of the bed, flings backwards on the ground, uses her nails to scrape the ground as she's walking around adjusting herself, tries again, flings her body at the bed, springs backwards. You hear the nails on the ground, and she just shakes the bed over and over. And it's like, why can't you just get up?
Yes, but she's a good dog.
And like, then she sleeps right between us when she gets up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't not like her, but this isn't the dog that I would get.
No.
And I would try and train it better because she pulls. But the house, it makes up for it because we had another fun animal. She's fine,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Corey spotted a wild echidna on the side of the house in the neighbor's yard.
Spiky little landmine just right walking right across the neighbor's yard. We had to get over there and try and give it a pat, mate.
We got up close and personal with the echidna.
Oh, my God. You got a great video of this little guy.
And you got great pictures.
Yes. I think we talked about echidnas before because we've seen them. The last time we saw them was probably in, like, South Australia or something like that while ago.
Tassie, and we saw a few.
Yeah, we saw a few in Tassie. And
an echidna is like a porcupine with a pointy nose, like an anteater porcupine. And it's super cute, but dangerous, I guess.
Not really dangerous, but they got all spikes all over them. And they're nice little animals.
Yeah, Australians love them.
Yeah, Australians do love them. And I love them, too. I think they're my third favorite animal we have here.
Yeah, whatever your favorites are.
Here's the rankings. Koalas, wombats, echidnas.
It's a good ranking. I can get behind that for sure.
And we did get to see some koalas because one of the main attractions here, this island was like a part of the military. Like in World War II, there was a military base here called the Forts. And it was basically just like operational to see if there's any ships coming in, and they had like big cannons and like guns all mounted up in the hills of Magnetic Island. And right now, or there's like ruins and stuff of the old buildings, and so they called it the Forts Walk, and it's all part of the national park, and there's heaps of koalas.
Yeah, they tell you to go there to see the koalas, and you're supposed to go at like early in the morning or in the evening to see them awake because they sleep a lot. So we were walking along, finally doing this after like a whole week of being here when it's like the most recommended thing to do. And because it is home to the largest wild koala population. So we're walking along and we don't see any koalas. And finally we saw some lady sitting in like,
We saw like the fire brigade truck out, and then we saw like an ATV further up the trail with like, and we heard some people over in the trail, and we were like, oh, what are these guys doing? And we walked up a little bit, and then we're like, huh, maybe we should check out what these guys were doing, because there was like a lot of commotion down there. And what were they doing?
It was the island's koala hospital doctor releasing a mother and baby, also known as Mum and Bub, as they call it, releasing Mum and Bub back into the wild after getting, the mom had to get some eye work done in the hospital. I don't know what it was. Yeah, and then she had two helpers from
the fire brigade.
Yeah, from the fire department. And they talked to us, and it was a really cool experience getting to see that.
Yeah, they were acting like that. The lady was a celebrity.
Yeah, we felt like the doctor was an island celebrity.
The koala care. It was the koalas are an absolutely adorable animal.
Yeah, I love them. We got so close to them.
Yeah, and we got to see three more?
Yes. So then we kept going up the trail. We saw two more sleeping in the trees and eating the eucalyptus leaves. And on our way up and down from the forts. And then we'll get back to the forts at sunset. But on our way back down, we heard the mating noise of the male koala, which is the snorting noise. And
I'm not going to do it, but it sounds like a grunting, like, I don't know. It sounds like a pig almost, just like a pig grunting. I don't even know how to describe it. And it's so loud.
Yeah, so we heard it from a far ways back, and then we just walked towards it, and it was the same exact tree that the mom and bub were on. But turns out it was the male up there. She had already been pursued by a suitor in like the hour
35 to 45 minutes
or less that we were gone. And she was with the baby on the ground trying to escape. Yeah, she did not want anything to do with that man.
And when we were watching them, she came like right up next to us and then climbed up a tree that was so close to us. And we got, I think, some of the best animal pictures I've gotten in my entire life.
Yeah, we were like eye level, 5 feet away.
So close.
They're looking at us. We're looking at them. So cute, so special. That was like my perfect day.
Yeah, that was pretty, pretty amazing.
And then up at the forts at the top, it's like an actual building on the top of this very high point.
Yeah, it's just incredible what, like, I was saying this when we were walking and checking out the old military things, and it's like, it's just incredible what we can do, like, when you're at, like, war and people are like, oh, yeah, can we need this. Like, you have to build, like, structures just on top of these cliffs and make them hidden, but make sure you can be able to see as far out into the ocean as you can to, like, ward off against any incoming attacks. And so there's just these two massive, like, brick buildings and, like, concrete buildings on top of cliffs up there. And
they're really picturesque with all the special big rocks, even going up to the point of this mountain, hill, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Really a really pretty building. I mean, the building itself wasn't pretty, but it was pretty on the rocks and with the trees. And
yeah. And you could get to go up there, like, on the roof, so your view is, you could have, like, a 360 view of the island and the sea. And it's just, we want to go back up there and have, like, a picnic or have a sunset dinner.
Yeah, because there were people up there that came prepared, and they were drinking beers on the roof, watching the sunset over the beach. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, it was really nice. And I think here's a fun fact. The only time that they ever fired, they had, like, these massive, like, cannons up there. The only time they ever fired was when a U.S. ship came in unannounced, and they fired at the U.S. ship.
Did they hit it?
They missed, yeah.
Yeah. So that was nice. And then later that night at this house that we're staying in, we heard a wild koala doing its mating noise in the backyard.
Yeah, right, like, so close to us. So we think it was in the trees right behind us, which is really cool to think that there's koalas, like, right out here.
Yeah. And then we went outside and they stopped.
I know. They can, like, sense you. Because as soon as we got, like, within 100 yards of the other one, it stopped making its noise.
Yeah. And then the next day we saw black cockatoos, which is a really special sighting on this island.
Yeah, and we've seen them, I've seen two or three now, but, like, it's just crazy how...
Well, more than that, in the trees,
yeah,
we saw,
true,
like, five.
But
you had, like, three sightings.
They're, like, massive cockatoos. I feel like they're bigger than the normal ones.
Yeah, they're, like, fluffy black parrots, basically. Really,
yeah,
big.
Cool animals, too, just... I don't know. I don't know why the black ones are different, but the black ones just look spectacular. They look more like gallant, or
they look like something that a pirate would have.
Yeah, like it has it on his shoulder. Yeah.
Corey posted a picture of one on his Strava, and I literally thought it was a dog at first.
It's like as big as like this dog. Definitely.
No,
could be even bigger. Yeah.
Not as big as this.
Not dog. Like weight wise, but height.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Oh, we've had so many animals encounters. This, like,
yeah, this is gonna be animals from here on out.
Yeah, like, so since you have to go outside to get anything, one night I was going out to the refrigerator or freezer, and I was putting food away. which is just so annoying. I open the door, and I have food in one of my hands, and all of a sudden, just something falls right onto my hand and jumps off. And if you weren't, like, just accustomed to living out in nature like I am, you'd probably be freaked out. Because it was a, like, big lizard that just dropped down that was just hanging on the door.
It was a gecko. It was like,
it was from maybe 4 or 5 inches.
Okay, like this, but it wasn't like this big lizard that they're probably imagining.
Yeah, but I'm an outdoorsman, so I didn't react. And then
it Maxie fell right on his hand.
Maxie got a really good laugh at it because she doesn't like going outside to put away the food at night because she's scared of this lizard.
Yeah, now I won't go out because I don't want it to fall on me. He's cute though. And then we heard this big boom on the back of the house. Just, was that 2 nights ago?
Yeah, last night or 2 nights ago.
And we go outside, and she has these fake lizards that are artworks on the side of the house outside. Yeah. She has them, like, scattered around as decor, like, literally attached to the exterior wall. And then we see this giant frog about the same size as the giant lizard's decor. And
we're like, surely that's decor.
Yeah, it was placed, like, as if it was with the rest. But no, it was not decor. It was real.
It was a green tree frog. Like, one of those classic, like, just bright green frogs. This one was looking a little in rougher shape and wasn't as green.
This one was huge.
Yeah, it was the size of a baseball, for sure.
Yeah.
But that's another animal to check off the list that is like a classic
rainforest
area. Yeah, exactly.
Area animal.
Oh, and the last one. Oh my God, this gives me the heebie-jeebies talking about it. I was watering the garden because she has a massive lawn and massive garden. And I was about to walk through the one of the, like, the narrow corridors that bring you to like another spot in the garden. And I look up. And I see a web, and I was like, oh, good thing I didn't walk into that. And I look up a little more. I think the biggest spider I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, deadliest looking spider I've ever seen. It was a golden orb weaver. I looked it up. It was probably the size of my hand stretched out.
But not thickness. Like, the legs were skinny.
That's the scary part. The legs were, like, skinny and sharp. It looked like, if you're a Lord of the Rings fan, it looked like the spider from... I think she's called Shabob's Lair or something like
Shabob.
That. Shabob.
And then the body was, like, thick, like, as if it was a big beetle.
Oh, it or was...
Like, yeah.
I almost threw up when I saw it.
Yeah.
But seriously, I think I'm more accustomed to, like, wild animals, because it's, like, it's just part of life out here.
What the heck? Sorry, the cat just sprinted out of nowhere. Yeah, I don't know. I've definitely seen scarier spiders here, but that one was massive.
That was a big boy.
But it's just your preference. Like, are you more scared of, like, the skinny-legged boys like that, or, like, thou who shall not be named, a different breed that I don't want to talk about? But, yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, we've been having fun here, and we're going to explore this island a little more. And
I have to go to work. I now get the keys to the store, and I get to open and close. So
nice.
Big responsibilities on me.
Good on you, Maxie. And thank you guys all for listening this week. I hope you found it entertaining. I want to shout out Jacob Raffone. Thanks for listening, and congrats. Love you, brother.
Congrats. He's having a daughter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good stuff. Thanks for listening.
Thank you all. Love you.
Love you guys. Have a good day.
Have a good day.